The sockeye run to the Togiak District normally shows up later than the other sockeye runs in Bristol Bay, and this year is no exception. As it stands now, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game believes the run has showed up over 4 days later than normal. Matt Jones is the ADF&G Assistant Area Management Biologist for the Togiak District. He says the sockeye harvest is above what would normally be expected at this point in the season.
It looks like there's some people quitting for the season at the same time, and we kind of expect effort to go down by the day probably at this point.
The transfer restrictions into and out of the Togiak District were lifted on Sunday, but Jones says fewer outside fishermen are trying their luck in the district than compared to the last couple of years. The escapement goal for the Togiak River is between 120,000 to 270,000 sockeye. At last report, sockeye escapement was counted at over 140,000 fish. Jones is pleased with that level of escapement.
Our midpoint of our goal is 195,000. We're definitely not going to make that. We're probably going to fall somewhere over 150,000, and you know it's a little bigger than last year, so we feel really good about where we're ending up in terms of escapement. And at this point, looking at the total run and forecast, it looks like we're about 200,000 fish off of the total run forecast, and so there's a chance we could make that, given how the run's late, and you know harvest is still strong. Yesterday we caught 12,000 fish, so optimistic we might make the goal now, actually.
The preseason forecast anticipated a total sockeye run to the Togiak River of 720,000 fish. Total run through Tuesday was counted at 522,000 sockeye. Fishermen interested in testing their luck in the Togiak District should make sure they have a market to sell their fish to. KDLG News has only heard that Togiak Seafoods and Togiak Fisheries are currently buying out of the Togiak District. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.